Everybody, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Third time's a charm. Welcome to the show, Mike. How you doing?
Doing great. And my nephew texted me. He goes, did you know it's the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century? So I thought I'd throw that in the show notes there.
Yeah, 2-1, 2-1, 2-1. So very, very cool. All right, everyone, welcome to the show. We've got some news to share with you, best practices. We've got some blueberry news. We're going to talk a little bit about us. We got the question of the week as well, which is kind of weird. We're going to talk about us. We talk about us all the time. Apple may be looking into creating a paid podcast subscription service. That's the rumor.
Yeah, rumor is they're going to call it Podcast Plus, kind of like what they did with TV Plus and Music Plus and all those different things. And, you know, they might do like Spotify does, you know, where they have some exclusive content over there. We'll see. I guess they would be the next logical one to try something like that.
Yeah, time will tell. And at the same time, they've launched what they're calling Podcast Spotlight. So, you know, that goes along with it, I guess, as well.
With the Spotlight thing, they're already doing that. And the first one is Chelsea Deventes. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but she does the Celebrity Book Club. And that's the one that they're spotlighting for this month. I guess it's going to be a monthly thing. And it's 100% up to Apple, so there's no trickery that you can do to get in the spotlight. It's just do good content and be on Apple Podcasts.
All right. Well, I think that everyone is getting their groove on, I guess, when it comes to this stuff now. So we'll see. Also, you know, we've seen some predictions at the end of the year. We've got some predictions here at the beginning of the year. And everyone is talking about, oh, big podcasting. Or what is that? Is that the term they're using?
Yeah, that's in this article from Vulture. They are talking about, you know, a few of their predictions. And, you know, they're reasonable, I guess, but they're calling it big podcasting, you know, because big podcasting like Apple, Google, Spotify, those are getting into it. But, you know, like one of the questions they has, will these acquisitions pay off for big podcasting? So we'll see.
There's been some Wall Street discussion about Spotify. Basically, the analysts don't think that it's going to work out, and they're telling them to sell Spotify stock. So, you know, here's the thing that everyone should be considering is what if all of a sudden Spotify says, well, we need to divest some of our assets because they're costing us too much money.
Right.
What happens if they get rid of their hosting service or something to that effect? It's probably not going to happen right away. They've got some time. But companies do this all the time. They buy stuff and then they either resell it or kill it. So I think this is a, you know, when you have something, it's a negative draw when you're losing money because, you know, regardless of what people think, hosting podcasts does cost a considerable amount of money. We'll see what in that infrastructure to run that. But yeah, people were questioning Spotify's investments. And some of these folks have spent some huge, huge cash and, you know, I don't know. This is not television. You know, the podcasting space is made up of about, what, 90% independent podcast creators?
Right. You know, some of them make big money. I mean, you know, Rogan was making great money before he went to Spotify. Wondery was doing okay.
But, you know, those are in that 10% that aren't independent.
Exactly.
Those are big commercial operations. But the podcasting space is largely made up of, I don't want to say mom and pop. That's really not, it's independent creators. And some get great traction, some don't. Some do it as a hobby. Some do it trying to make a little money as part of their business. So I think that the big tech folks or big podcasting does not quite understand the diversity of the podcasting space. I think they just focus on that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7% at the top and don't look at the rest of the space. So we'll see what happens. Now, we're glad Spotify is here and get some exposure on Spotify and those other locations. But it just goes back that big business makes big business changes.
Yeah.
That was a mouthful.
Tongue twister there, Todd.
Yeah. On a regular basis. So we'll see what happens with these investments that they made. And also, I heard Daniel J. Lewis launched a new website.
Yeah. He has that podcast statistics sort of thing, you know, of industry statistics, not individual show statistics. And he's had that on one of his other websites, and he finally launched it as a standalone thing. And now it's over at podcastindustryinsights.com. That's kind of a tongue twister too.
And he has got some incredible pricing on this.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is, you know, for deeper dives and everything, but the free dashboard that he had there that, you know, mainly tracks Apple Podcasts and whatever is still there and still kind of interesting to look at. As of right now, he says there's 1.8 million podcasts and counting. So
$299 a day to get access to the individual data, $999 a month, and $10,000 per year. He needs to, you know, be honest with you. I know what commercial services cost in the podcasting world. $10,000 is a year. That's like super premium. You know, we've got all this data internally at Blueberry ourselves, and a lot of people don't have access to that. But if we start hearing about people spending $10,000 a year for that access, that's
A couple of those and he'd be doing all right.
Yeah. So we'll see how he does with this, but time will tell. Let's switch gears here just a little bit and talk a little bit about some best practices. Today, we're going to focus on show notes.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people are being more concerned about how their show notes look and, you know, what are show notes and what are they good for and what are some of the best ways you can use them to grow your audience or at least to make discoverability easier.
Yeah.
And you know, one of the things you always say is write for Google and do your audio for your listeners.
You know, it's really about writing good episode titles and then getting right that first paragraph to reemphasize the episode title and then associated links and graphics and, you know, all that stuff guys that goes into making great show notes. They're all triggers that Google go upon. You know, I think we both will agree that the majority of people will probably never go visit your webpage that a listener's already subscribed because they've listened to the show. They don't need to necessarily go see the show notes unless they want to find a reference. Now, for my audience, because I do a news show, you know, I have 30 links in my show notes, and I've actually had to do special things on my website to make sure that Google doesn't punish me for having too many outbound links on a single post as well. But again, you don't have to worry so much about what your show notes looks like in different apps. There are some best practices, but you'll never get all the different places that list your show notes to look exactly like you want them. It just can't be done because app developers do different things with how they display the description. But that main thing about getting that episode title right in that first paragraph of content, that's key.
Right. Yeah. The thing about it, you know, as far as the other apps and stuff is your RSS feed's made up of markup tags. And the markup tags are, you know, it's up to the developer of whatever app or service you're looking at is how they want to display that. It comes over unformatted. And, you know, some of them will show your links if you put links in there. Some of them will even show images if you have images in your show notes, but not all of them do. And it'll just drive you nuts if you try, you know, you try to control everybody because it just, you know, there's no set way that the show notes are going to look in the different apps. You know, you just do what you do and make your website look the way you want it and drive people back there. You know, if they really want to read it, send them to your show notes, send them to your post. Don't send them to Apple or Google or whatever. They can subscribe there. And yeah, back to your point about most people don't look at show notes. I don't think I've ever read show notes after the first time on an app, you know, when I'm subscribed to something.
I don't ever on the app. I always go, and I might be different than other people, but I go back to the podcaster's website if I'm looking, if they've referenced something that I'm interested in and they have a link to it and I want to do a more deep dive, then I go to their website and find the link and go outbound. But, you know, I think that's a big part of it. But again, the show notes are very, very, very important. We're not downplaying that. They're incredibly important to have rich show notes and detail and who your guest was and then maybe a little bio and all that info is important. So I think we have to continue to watch this and make sure that you're writing for Google so that you get the ability to have people find a specific episode, not just a show.
Right. You know, a lot of people find, you know, they're searching in Google for a certain topic. They don't care if it's a podcast, a web page, a video or what. And if you write your good show notes for an episode and you cover that topic, you may bubble up to the top of that and they'll discover that you have a podcast.
And I always check my episode titles. This is what I do, too, is at 2-3 days after the show has been published, I'll go into Google and I will actually look. I'll copy that title precisely, and I'll put that in an incognito window in Google, and I'll see where that episode ranks for that specific search term. And again, I'm writing titles as if it was a search term.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And we do that here too. And on Podcast Insider, you'll notice we'll have all the links and whatnot. And we pick a title after the show has been recorded and all that so that we get the most Google juice out of it. We want people to find us.
Yeah. And also on your transcripts, don't ever paste raw transcripts into your show notes. Your transcripts have to be modified. They have to have contextual data. And I think that's really important. It's good to link your transcript via PDF or something. And it's largely transcripts now are helpful in helping people that may be vision impaired. You know, this is where they would be able to or use JAWS or something like that to read through the show notes. That's where you're getting the value out of transcripts. And if you take the time and edit your transcripts heavily and put context in there, it shouldn't sound like natural speech per se. The transcript shouldn't to get any value from Google. But again, transcripts are not necessarily a good idea for the main show notes. They will not help with SEO unless they are edited really good. And if you do transcripts, link them in your show notes as a PDF to another web page or to another just storage on your website.
Right, right. Yeah, because most people don't talk the way you would write. So a transcript isn't written as a written thing. It's how you talk. And, you know, there's a lot of words in there that don't really mean anything to anybody unless they're listening to you. So, like I said, that's where it kills it on SEO. It just looks like a random text dump to the bot. So it's not always a great idea to use full transcripts. If you have a scripted show where every word you say is already written, that's a different thing. The script might be a good show notes.
Right, know? Right.
But anyway.
Okay, so anyway, Mike, I noticed you've repositioned your desk a little bit. It looks like you're getting a full blast of the window right on the right on the side. Yeah,
we're gonna. Have yeah, to get, I got to work on some lighting here. Some
drapes in there to, because I think you're getting some snow glare. It looks like that's what it is.
Yeah, out that window over there.
So, for those of you listening, I'm looking at Mike on camera here. So. Well, let's talk a bit about Blueberry News. Our January 2020 newsletter went out this week. There's a link to it in our show notes if you missed it in your email. And next week, we're introducing a new feature.
Yeah, we're going to add something to advanced statistics. And it's called play tracking. And you'll be able to read a little blurb about it in the newsletter. And then next week, we'll have a full blog post that'll explain exactly what that is. But pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We don't change stats all that often around here.
Yeah, play tracking is something we've been working on for a long time and collecting data for a long time. And what it is, it really boils down to if you're using Blueberry's provided podcast player. Now, that's the key.
Yeah.
Using the Blueberry player in PowerPress or on Publisher Dashboard, if you're using that embed, then when someone comes to your website or wherever you have shared that embed and clicks play, we're going to be able to track how long they have listened to the show and where they stop or if they scrub ahead. Now, not all shows are going to get a lot of detail because some of you maybe not have a lot of web traffic. But for those of you that get a lot of web traffic and have your listeners trained to know that they can get the show on your website as well as an app, that's another thing maybe you should think about when you're promoting a show. Remind them they can always come and listen on the website. But that player will, we've got player tracking now, and I think 5 or 6 different metrics that we're including in the reporting.
Right. It'll tell more detail where they stopped listening or if they, you know, skipped ahead or whatever. It's all that data is, we've been collecting it for a while. So it'll be interesting to see what that looks like.
And if you're an integrator and you want to integrate with this API, we have an API for this play tracking data. All the data is anonymized. It's GDPR compliant. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any information on who the listener was or anything like that. So it's completely, again, the data is just the data and no associated demo or geographical data. You'll be able to tell a little bit in your stats where people are coming from that are listening on your website via the player, but not necessarily from this advanced data. It's strictly that. It's advanced data on play tracking on your web player by Blueberry on your website. So once a month, we do a blog post called Focused on Features. This month was on our free service, Subscribe on Android. You can read the write-up on our website. But before Google jumped in the game, we created something called Subscribe on Android. And matter of fact, Blueberry podcasters, PowerPress podcasters in particular, have always led globally a number of Android subscriptions and Android users are subscribed to shows because we made it very simple. We had 13 or 14 apps that participated in basically laying our code into their app so that when someone clicked the subscribe on Android button with their mobile phone, they got the same exact functionality of hitting a Apple Podcast subscribe button where one of the 13 apps, if you had it loaded, loaded up immediately. You hit subscribed. It was one click subscribe on Android. Or if you didn't have an Android app on your mobile phone, we took you to that page and prompted you to pick one of those apps that supported that. And hundreds of thousands of your listeners have done that. And now people are, they can subscribe via Google Podcasts, but they also can subscribe on this one click. And basically what we've done is give your listener the option of 13 different apps to choose from. And they don't have to necessarily use Google Podcasts, but that one click subscribe on Android, still an incredible rich feature. It's a Blueberry exclusive.
We really moved the needle on some shows, you know, that had almost no Android pick up, and now they, you know, they got a decent percentage.
And what was sad is we introduced this for the whole space. We gave it to the entire community and no one ever adopted it, just us. So in the long run, we're laughing all the way to the bank on this one because our podcasters got the benefit of this, got the Android bump that no one, many other companies never achieved. So that's just one thing that, you know, here at Blueberry, we're ahead of the curve on that, and people were just too prideful to have implemented it on their own website because it was a Blueberry thing. So,
yeah. But, you know, I've been using it, what was it, almost 6 years now we've had that out. And I look at my stats and I have a much higher percentage of Android apps in there than I would have had I not used that. So it's a very cool free service. No matter where you're hosting or whatever, you can make a link right there on the site. It's pretty cool.
Yep. So let's talk a little bit about Podcast Insider blog. What's going on over there?
Yeah, we put out a new post about podcasters using Instagram. So we put those out weekly usually also. You know, we got a writer that does those and our team and everything. So go check that out. And speaking of Instagram, follow us on Instagram over at there. And it's at Blueberry_podcasting.
Yep, so definitely subscribe to our Instagram feed. And I tell you, Sydney has done.
Yeah, Sydney's was an intern. Now
she's still an intern.
She's on the team.
Yeah, she's technically still an intern, but we've kept her for another 6 months or something like that. So, yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, she's done a great job in building the Instagram following and the posts over there look beautiful. And I'm glad they're creative because I can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah. But,
and Instagram is important for podcasters now, and I had kind of ignored it for a long time, and I'm still not perfect with it, but we've got a great informational blog post on why you should have an Instagram account for your podcast. So, Mike, you and I are on a big show tomorrow.
Yeah, we're going to be on Podcasting 2.0 with Adam Curry and Dave Jones, so you'll be able to find that this weekend. Go over to podcastindex.org and subscribe. Now, they're not on Apple Podcasts.
No, they're not.
You can go over there and grab the RSS feed and throw it in Apple Podcasts if you want. So look for that this weekend sometime. They're pretty quick about posting, usually Friday night or Saturday morning. So
one thing, too, is we have they're live. They stream live somewhere as well. And I don't know.
Yes. I think it's on the No Agenda stream.
Yeah, No Agenda stream. But anyway, we'll be on. I don't know exactly what time. I think we're 12 or something like that. But
something like that. I don't remember now. It's on my calendar, but I'm not going to look.
Check that episode out. It should be if we don't know what was going to be discussed, we're just going to talk about the Podcast Index.
Yep.
So, Mike, there's no interview, but we've got some information that's been put up on the website.
Todd and I have always joked, you know, if we don't have an interview, we're going to start interviewing ourselves. But so this is kind of a reintroduction of who we are. If you just started listening here, and we also made ourselves Podcasters of the Month at Blueberry. So Todd, myself, and Mackenzie. So there's a post there, and, you know, we give out a little information and a little bit of tips and whatnot. But for those of you that don't know who I am, I'm the head of tech support here at Blueberry, and I've been a podcaster for damn near 16 years. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's the gist of it. And of course, the co-host of this show. So,
and, you know, we have a lot of team members that come into the show from time to time, depending on what our schedule is. So, you know, what we have done here, and part of the podcasting space is we truly believe that we understand the perils and challenges of building a podcast because we're podcasters ourselves. We know there's a few other podcasting companies that have podcasts. Not all of them do. And some of them don't even have their leadership involved in their shows. They have, maybe it's contracted out. So on this show, you know, you hear it from the horse's mouth, and Mike runs a support team. So he's got a heartbeat on what's going on with you and your challenges. And that's why we do that question of the week. He kind of knows what's been cropping up, because sometimes stuff comes in like waves. But I think the more important thing here is that we podcast, and Mike has his own podcast. I have two of my own podcasts, and, you know, so we, besides this one. So it's not like we're just doing this show. It's not, sometimes my stuff kind of sometimes runs together. I feel like I talk about some stuff twice.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got the new media show, which covers a lot of the same topics we cover here, but in a little different perspective, you know, and I do Podcast Help Desk, which, you know, I cover the same sort of thing too as well, but usually I just pick a topic and go with it.
And go deep. Yeah. And deep, and real get real nerdy. But anyway, so someone says, why did you guys pick yourselves as podcasters of the month? Well, sometimes I guess maybe it's good to toot your own horn, right? So
yeah, hey, you know, you got to do it once in a while. But so go check out the article. There's a lot of interesting information in there, I thought. You know, Mackenzie asked me for a quote, and I said, what are you working on over there? You know, I had no idea what she was doing, but that's good.
So we got a question of the week. What is that?
Yeah, a lot of people are using WordPress and PowerPress. We appreciate that. And some of them that are hosting with us, some that are not. Some of the websites are hosted with us, some of them are not. But the browsers have come out with, you know, like Google especially, are really pushing HTTPS or SSL certificates. And the question was, why is my browser saying my website is insecure? Well, likely it's going to be that your SSL certificate expired.
Or
it never existed and you're using an S just because everybody else is, and that doesn't work. So a lot of these browsers will be pushing this, and you can have your SSL certificate expire, and then once it's expired, the browsers are going to warn people, hey, this isn't secure anymore, or the certificate's expired or whatever. So that's usually the case. If you're hosting with us and using this SSL certificate that we provide, those automatically update 99.999% of the time. But every once in a while, there's a glitch. And if it comes up for that, we have a little menu item right there in WordPress that you can set up SSL. And that'll renew your certificate and make everybody happy. So if that ever happens, contact us. We'll walk you through it. It's not too hard.
For independent podcasters that are running their own WordPress site, it can be a little intimidating to set up SSL.
Yeah, some sites will give it to you for free, and some you have to pay them extra for it. GoDaddy especially, they like to collect a little fee there. But usually they have it pretty easy, but you might have to contact your web host support.
And there's great plugins to help you as well.
Yes.
If you're having a WordPress site and you're still HTTP and not HTTPS, there's some plugins out there that help you get your certificate set up and then the pages reflecting as HTTPS.
Yeah, it's pretty important these days, especially where your MP3 files live, has to be HTTPS or Google Chrome won't play them at all.
So one thing that Apple has been pushing for a long time is that all websites be HTTPS, all media hosted URLs be HTTPS. Now, if you're with Blueberry, you're hosting with Blueberry, all your media is HTTPS. All of your feeds are HTTPS, and all of your sites are HTTPS. So that's really, really critical. So, but if you're self-hosted and you are not yet running HTTPS and you're still HTTP, this is something you need to look at. Reach out to the company that you're working with for your web hosting, and they will probably assist you, hopefully, in getting an SSL certificate and getting it set up on your website. It should become pretty default at this point because it's just needed. It's a requirement, and you should not be running HTTP alone.
Right. So that should cover that. Like I said, we had that question in the Facebook group. That's where I picked that up. But if you want to ask a question for the show, we have a leave a voicemail right there on the sidebar right at the top, and you can record it that way, or you can send us an MP3, or you can send an email to Todd or I, and we'll get that question answered in the show, or answer you directly, or both.
So, Mike, you've got a show coming up this Saturday, but you haven't decided on a topic yet, eh?
Yeah, I ran out of topics on my list there. So we'll pick something, but we'll have a show this Saturday at podcasthelpdesk.com.
All right. Hey, if you want to appear on Podcast Insider, you want to be a guest and actually have your interview on this show, definitely send an email to Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. We'll get you scheduled. There'll be no waiting. You'll get right into the show circulation immediately. So just send us an email and we will send you a meeting link to get booked so that you can have. I think I've actually got an interview tomorrow with a podcaster. So we may have.
And I got one scheduled now, too. So we may have a couple interviews. A
couple of interviews in the can. But if you've got questions on this show or if you have feedback, if you think there's topics that we should cover and go more deep into, we're always open to those suggestions. So again, you can send a comment to us as well. Again, Todd, Mike, or McKenzie at blueberry.com. And then if you want a 30-day free trial of Blueberry Podcasting Services, you may notice we're starting to populate more product pages. If you haven't been with Blueberry lately, start doing that. You're going to start seeing more rapid expansion of some changes over there from the website standpoint of view. And we've got something really, really cool coming in the near future for our affiliates. If you're an affiliate person, you'll want to keep an eye on that. If you're not an affiliate yet, you want to join our affiliate program, log into the podcaster dashboard and apply to be an affiliate. Get some really cool opportunities to make some big, big money. So we'll keep you advised on that coming up here in a future show. Lots of stuff is starting to come together. Matter of fact, Mike, we just finished beta testing the first MVP of the dashboard.
Yes, that will show up sometime soon.
Yeah, matter of fact, beta testing stopped 11 minutes ago. So
yes, we had a hard deadline. Our lead dev, she...
cracking the whip.
She says, cracking the whip. She says, if you don't have any comments before noon, they're not going to be implemented. So we had to hurry up.
So, but thanks for being with us here on Podcast Insider today. I do want to try an experiment before we leave, Mike.
Sure.
But I've been having some challenges with my encoding platform. So we're going to see if we get cut off here. I'm going to go to a screen and then we'll wait till it comes up and see if we get dropped. But everyone, thanks for being part of our family, part of the Blueberry family. Again, if you're not a podcaster yet, you want to get started, use that promo code Insider for a 30-day free trial. Mike, anything else?
No, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
That's right. And here comes our test. For those of you watching live, for those of you listening, it won't matter because it's going to cut off right now. Take care. Bye-bye.